What's cracking? Big dogs. Welcome, bike to the headquarters. Welcome, bike to the channel. My name is Nicholas. This is BDG. It's Monday morning. Thank you for spending another Monday with me. Thank you for starting your week off incorrectly. I'm ready for a new week of content. I've noticed some interesting trends. Do you guys like the YouTube shorts? You know what shorts are? Shorts are basically YouTube's version of TikTok, where they let you upload like a minute long video, something a minute or fewer. And a lot of you guys liked those when I was doing them a couple weeks bike, and I did a lot of them. And I realized that like the growth on the channel, it's crazy because you look at the analytics. Sorry, let me send out the invite to this mock draft. If you're new to the channel, we're about to do a mock draft, 12 teamer, half PPR on Underdog Fantasy, the single best place to do all of your drafts this summer. And you can read it right above me. When you use the promo code BDGE and deposit $10, they're literally going to give you $25 on top of that for free. So you can come draft with us. So let me drop this link into the Discord. We need 11. I forgot to tag everybody. What an asshole I am. Boom. At everyone. Is it at all or at everyone? Yeah. At everyone. Need 11. First come, serve, first swerve. So we're going to drop it in there. Let you guys fill that up. And then we will hit the Twitter sphere. Need 11 for this $5 underdog draft. If you're reading this tweet, it's already filled, which is probably correct. Ooh. Everybody in the Discord's got some itchy fingers. Oh, no. Oh, no. Where did I go? Three picks away. 9 of 12. 12 filled. There we go. We're biking the draft. Waiting for one person to fill. Okay, so if you join the Discord, remember, you got to be quick. You've got to be quick. Because people in there really want to draft. I don't blame them. We're in full swing. We're midway through June. We're late into June. And there are a lot of things we're seeing in these drafts that help us prepare for our regular season-long drafts, as well as Dynasty. All the player stuff is honestly, it's just fun to fucking see happen during this time of the year. So I'm drafting from the 107. From the 107, we've got just Sturf, just Turf, T-Rock, as always, Strami, Connor, J2, Randoms, Jay Mahoney, and Felix, Dylan, and David Lee, the sharp. All right, well, we found Animal's Burner. Cool Socks, bro, the Glizzy God. A lot of the same dudes get in here every time. Makes sense because you guys are from the Discord. So, 12-teamer, 107, half PPI. How are we doing this Monday morning? This is a live stream, so I'm going to check out the chat. Terrible pick, Nick. I understand. I got you. What's cracking, landlord? We're about to get fucking cracked down on. We bike. Yeah, hit that thumbs up button if you're in here. We got 84 people in here and 10 thumbs up. The disrespect is at an all-time high, like every fucking week. So I'm sitting at the 107. We got C-Mac. We got Cook. We got Henry. We're going to see a string of running bikes just rip right off the board. Kamara. I did my top 6 running back rankings last week, along with my top 12 video. So if you missed any of my running back rankings video, this is pretty... It's pretty similar to that, what we're seeing off the board. Henry, Kamara, Barkley. I'm assuming Jay Mahoney's going to go with Zeke here. And I'll be sitting at the shitty 107. The shitty, shitty 107. Oh, he went with Taylor. I love that. I'm more and more on board with Zeke over Elliott and Zeke in the top 5. You know, we went in depth on this. I believe Zeke is worth every bit of a top 5 fantasy pick. I mean, 2 years ago, 1,800 yards from scrimmage. Last year, with Dak on the field, he was on pace for another 1,800 yards from scrimmage and like 15 touchdowns. Do not let the false narratives of Zeke being washed. Do not let it happen. You look at everything about Zeke, from his elusiveness from PFF, his juke rating on Player Profiler. The only thing that changed last year was the offensive line and Dak going down. Imagine a fantasy website that doesn't have a draft board. It does have a draft board, sir. This is just the only way that you guys can see me. This little button right here is a draft board. You click it, and you see a draft board. Don't give me attitude on a Monday morning. So after Zeke, we've got Akers, we've got Nick Chubb, we've got Diggs, and we've got Eckler. So Diggs, the first wide receiver off the board, which is interesting, all the way at the 110. Obviously, it's from Animals Burner, so don't expect anything less. How early would I take Zeke? I would go as early as, where did I have him in my rankings? I believe I had him as RB5, so I would take him. It was C-Mac, Dalvin Cook, or maybe I had him at RB6. You'll have to go back to last week's video to see it, but he's in that tier with Kamara. I don't remember if it was Zeke at 5 and Kamara at 6, or Zeke at 6 and Kamara at 5. One of the two, but yeah, it's top 5, top 6 is where I'll be going with him. All right, so I'm Bike on the board at the 2-5. We've had a lot of running backs go off the board, and this is, I don't want to say this is like the dead zone, but depending on what you think is happening to Davante Adams, you can't really draft him here. So we're sitting here, Antonio Gibson, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins. No one I absolutely love. Travis Kelce's off the board, so I'm not going to look at a tight end. But as always, I like to shoot for upside, and I like to shoot for two running backs in the beginning of the draft, and there are probably no better options in terms of like league-winning upside than Antonio Gibson. Are we nervous about the toe? Yes, absolutely. I'm scared about it. I'm very big scared about it, but he's got a lot of time to acclimate and hopefully rehab and be at least 95% by the time the season comes around. So Zeke and Antonio Gibson, I'm fine with that start right there. Again, we like upside. We don't shoot for floor in the second round. So where do you guys stand with Aaron Rodgers right now? Is he coming, Mike? What are we doing with Aaron Rodgers? Here's the thing. If Aaron Rodgers comes and plays for the Packers this year, every single player in this draft, every single Green Bay Packer is going to shoot up draft boards. Good morning, Kyle. You should do some mocks outside of BDG members, get some people not picking off your rankings. I mean, like I tweeted out as well. So if you're quick on Twitter, you can get in. And those guys are usually not in my Discord. So we do get a group of a wide variety. Maybe next week I'll do it where it's just, I'll just join a random draft. The only problem is you have to wait for it to fill up. So if I join a draft on Underdog just by itself, we have to sit there and wait for non-BDG members to fill the draft board. And this shit ain't like, it's not just spitting out fucking drafts left and right, you know? So we might be sitting there for a hot minute. But I guess maybe that's positive. Maybe you guys just want to hang out with Uncle Nick. Give me some Cam Akers scoop. Done plenty of that over the last couple of weeks. About as high as you can possibly be on Cam Akers. I mean, he's got every piece of an elite fantasy running back in his range of outcomes. Like I legitimately think RB1 overall is in Cam Akers' range of outcomes. Good offense, good offensive line, good offensive scheme. Guy that can catch the ball. Was getting over 20 touches a game over the last 6 to 8 weeks of the season. Like, there's not much more to say. It's there. Is he risky? Absolutely, sure. I mean, Darrell Henderson is there, but is the upside for an RB1 overall season there? Yeah, for surely. Also, do you not have an H in your full name? Red flag. I have no idea where you got that from. Why do you assume my name is NICOLAS? Do I look like a Span? I know I'm nice and tan and crispy, but like I'm not from Spain, dog. We got a lot of coming bikes. How do we feel about Chark and oh shit, I'm on the clock. All right, so we're sitting at the 3-7. We'll see what wide receivers are left. Normally, this is a spot where if Keenan Allen or Michael Thomas are available, which neither of them are, I will go with them. If not, I love Chris Carson in the third round. For the 72nd year in a row, we have Rashad Penny already missing time with the knee injury. So Chris Carson is just going to get the workload that we already knew he was, but for some reason people felt like he wasn't. So I like to start off with three running backs, and most of the time my entire team will be made up of only four or five running backs in total. So the rest of the draft picks can be, you know, tight ends, quarterbacks, and wide receivers. If you're new to Underdog, let me explain this to you real quick, and I will get to the DJ Chark question. If you're new to Underdog, um, This is a best ball platform. You might not know what best ball is. Best ball is where you don't actually make any in-season moves, which is fantastic because I already do enough season-long and dynasty leagues where I have to do waiver wires and fucking trading and sit starts and stuff. Here you draft a big team, 18 players on the roster. No kickers, no defense, so it's just skill players. And it automatically starts the best quarterback, the best two running backs, the best three wide receivers, the best tight end, and the best flex each week. So you don't have to decide, so it starts. So you do a bunch of these motherfuckers, and the software automatically starts the best players for you. For ye, okay? And this is not just a mock draft, so obviously, you know, you're like, why the fuck would I deposit $10? Why would I pay for a mock draft? You know, you're actually competing against the other 11 members in the league. So if you finish top three, you're going to win money. So that's why we like to take advantage of the ADP early on. And it's really fun in like February, March before the NFL draft. You take advantage of the rookies. But there are definitely still gaps to be had in the ADP right now. So if you deposit $10 on Underdog, the link for the app will be the first thing in the description. It'll take you to the Google store. It'll take you to the iOS store. You download the app, deposit $10, you're going to get $25 on top of that. So you can do about a zillion fucking drafts over the next month or two. We are two picks away. Also, the app is flawless. So you might not like the interface of the website, which I think is clean as fuck, but the app is amazing. So you could use the app to draft. You can use the website to draft. It don't matter. Shit don't matter. We see Kyle Pitts absolutely cruising up the draft boards now. His ADP went from 60 to 49. Now he's at 46.9. He's moving. He is moving. We're up at the 4-6, and we will see who drops to us at the wide receiver position. Damn, I really like Josh. I'm starting to like Josh Jacobs in the fourth round. I'm going to make a video soon of five players where the fade has gone too far, and I think he's going to be one of them. Now we're sitting here, Julio Jones, Robert Woods. Yeah, I'm still in on Julio as an end of a fourth round pick. I just think this offense is going to run as a complete target funnel. I mean, who else is going to get targets there in Tennessee? It's going to be Julio and it's going to be A.J. Brown. Like, both of them could easily see 130, 140, 150 targets, okay? Like, Tannehill's going to throw the ball 480 times, 500 times. Them two are going to combine for a 55 to 60% target share. And listen, you give Julio 135 targets, I don't give a fuck who's throwing him. I don't care what offense he's in. I don't care if he's 58 years old. You can give a 58-year-old Julio Jones 135 targets, and he's walking away with 1,300 yards. All right, so give me late fourth round Julio Jones all motherfucking day. Love that for me. Hate that for y'all. How do we feel about Chark and Dynasty? I'm pretty good on Chark and Dynasty. You know, you do want pieces attached to Trevor Lawrence. I just don't think Chark is it. I'd rather Marvin Jones in redraft. I'd probably rather Visca in Dynasty because I don't know. I feel like they just told you with Marvin Jones that they're not sold on DJ Chark. And I saw somewhere recently, like, the things that Urban Meyer said about DJ Chark. And it like, wasn't good. It was, like, very, very ominous, an ominous opinion about DJ Chark, about how he's, like, soft and he's not big enough to win on the outside. He's not strong enough or whatever. I don't know. I don't like what we're hearing about DJ Chark out there in Jacksonville. And I just feel like, listen, if they had faith in DJ Chark and Marvin Jones, are, like, the same player. If they thought DJ Chark was ready to take a next step, I feel like they wouldn't have signed Marvin Jones. It is a nice depth piece, of course, but, like, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on Chark. So after Julio, we had Etienne, Robert Woods, Kyle Pitts, Mike Davis, Lamar Jackson, Josh Jacobs, Cooper Kupp. So we'll go off real quick. I am not on board with Travis Etienne in the fourth round. I think he's just, like, very much like every other hyped up rookie running back that we get over the last few years that we're not sure whether. Here's the thing, like, rookie running backs can be fine. The ones that usually end up returning value on their draft capital in fantasy drafts are the ones that we know going into it are going to get workhorse roles, like Najee Harris, any of the first round guys over the last couple of years, like Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, all return value because they're all really early picks and we know they're going to be workhorses. The guys over the last few years that we're unsure about their workload, but we all just say, oh, they're so talented, they're going to get the workload. Those are the guys that bite us. Think of every fucking running back last year that went in like the fourth, fifth, sixth round. We're talking about Swift, Dobbins, Akers, all those guys. All those guys, it took 10 weeks for them to get into the lineup. Etienne just feels like the most obvious player to do the exact same thing this year. Robert Woods, I like Cooper Kupp more than Woods. Kyle Pitts, I'm okay with him here. I feel like just basically what I said about Julio and AJ Brown in Tennessee, I feel like the same thing's going to happen in Atlanta, where Ridley and Pitts are probably going to get like 50 to 55% of the targets there. Davis, I really like too. Davis is pretty much like, it's like the same situation Todd Gurley. Oh, fuck, I'm on the clock. Oh, shit. Oh, boy. I got Jamar Chase. I didn't really want him. But at the 5'7", I don't hate it. I feel like he's usually going at like the 4'8", 4'9", 4'10". So I got him a little bit drop. I do prefer some of the other wide receivers on the board here more than Chase, but it is what it is. I got to diversify the revenue a little bit. I forget what I was even saying. Mike Davis was basically in the same situation that Todd Gurley was in last year. And Todd Gurley was like a third-round pick. And he wasn't injured. And Mike Davis is not injured. And Mike Davis is a better pass catcher at this point. So Mike Davis, late fourth, early fifth round, I'm all in on that. Lamar Jackson, love the value for him. Josh Jacobs, love the value. Cooper Kupp, same thing. Andrews, I don't really have a hot take on Andrews this year. Do you get one of the three tight ends no matter what? I mean, I feel like that was kind of answered in this video by the fact that I didn't take one. I'm probably just not investing in an early round tight end this year. Just not what I'm going to do. Do you ever do auction drafts? To be honest, I've actually never done a paid league that was an auction draft. Yo, Nick, barbecue ribs or fried chicken? Definitely fried chicken. There is a much wider range of outcomes for barbecue ribs. I've had some bad barbecue ribs. The problem with barbecue ribs is like there's a lot that you need to depend on. It's like you need to make sure that they cook it right? Like some overcook, some undercook, some just don't taste good. You also have to depend on the sauce that they use. Sometimes they use sauce that isn't good, that kind of ruins the ribs. So there's a lot of variables in there, a lot of risk involved, right? So maybe they're both first round picks, but the rib offers a lot more risk. He's got some talent in the backfield that he's competing with. So fried chicken is really hard to fuck up. Just throw it in the fryer and it comes out beautiful. So make sure it's crispy enough and you're set. All right, so almost bike up on the clock, and I tell you what, the big dog influence on Adam Thielen dropping has really made an impact here. I'm proud of you guys, but I will say it's probably gone a little far. So if Adam Thielen falls to me here, I'm 100% taking him. I faded him in the fourth round. I was fading him in the fifth round. The sixth round is where I start to consider a guy like Adam Thielen. Let's go. Okay. So now I can get an Adam Thielen share. So his ADP right now is 51.8, which is, 48 is the end of the fourth round. 51, that's like the beginning of the fifth round. So, again, I'm at 6'6", fine with that. I am fine with that, okay? Thielen is a guy that I think is going to end up being like the wide receiver 18 or something, right? Jefferson's the alpha there. There's no argument. There's no fucking – there's nothing you could say that would make me think otherwise. So, Adam Thielen here, I still think, again, just like all the arguments I've been making with all of these wide receivers – the target funnel is still going to be there. He's still going to get 20% of the targets, 23% of the targets. I just don't think it's going to amount to a ton, and I don't think he's going to score anywhere near the amount of touchdowns that he did last year. So, Javonte Williams, 6'7". I think that's a good. That's pretty good value for what we've been seeing lately. I've seen Javonte Williams go all the way as high as like 4'6", 4'7". Claypool at the 6'8". DJ Chark at the 6'9". Cortland Sutton at the 6'10". We're 8 picks away. So we have 3 running backs. We have 3 wide receivers. We have Zeke, Gibson, Carson, Julio Jones, Jamar Chase, Adam Thielen. I actually really like how this draft has started out. I think this is a very strong team for me. We have to start looking at the quarterbacks, see if we have – I would love to get Hurts here, but I'm assuming because this is a Jalen Hurts channel, I'm not going to be able to grab him. We have a lot of teams here with 0 quarterbacks so far. Oh, Devontae Smith, he's going to stack him. He's going to do my fucking stack. I knew it. I'm getting too fucking good at this. I'm getting too goddamn good at this. You know, everybody has those things that they're just like really, really fucking good at. I'm not good at fantasy football, but I'm good at knowing who people are going to pick in underdog drafts. That, my friends, you hate to see. Because I would have loved either of those guys. But now I could do the Ryan Tannehill stack. Is Ryan Tannehill worth a 7th round pick? Probably not in a one quarterback league, but we do like the stack. Let's go. Oh no, Mahoney, don't do it to me. Don't do it to me, you motherfucker. Oh, I gotta realize that I can't open my mouth like 30 seconds before my pick because you guys, you fucking assholes watching the live stream are gonna take my guys. Let's go. Let's go. Tanny, let's go. Tannehill probably moves up to about a top 8 fantasy quarterback now. And now we get the Tannehill Julio Jones sack. They need to change this to Tennessee. Underdog. You guys don't usually slack on your tech department, but this is something we need to have a discussion about. He's not in Atlanta anymore. Stop playing fucking games with me. Okay, so we've got our first quarterback. And listen, I'm not really out on Anthony Firkser either as a late-round guy. I could do a double stack. His ADP has just dropped off the face of the mother-freaking earth because Julio went there. But I'll do that. I'll probably take Firkser later on in the draft. Probably also shouldn't have said anything because you guys are going to take him again, you cunts. What's up, y'all? Ooh, we got 242 in here. That's a high number. So we've got 5 times the number of people in here than we do the thumbs up, which is disrespectful. If you're in here and you don't hate me, I would really appreciate a thumbs up. If you're new to the channel, make sure you subscribe. We do mock drafts every single Monday. Most of the time it's live stream. Sometimes we do just uploaded mock drafts where I do them on a Sunday because I don't feel like yelling about shit. But you guys make me yell when I do live streams. If you're not subscribed, do that. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we do fantasy videos as well. Friday, Saturday, every fucking day we do fantasy videos. So make sure you're subscribed. What do we got? Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert. I have such a hard time getting behind Raheem Mostert this year. He just feels like a fade. He just feels like a guy that you know is not going to be in your lineup for like 10 weeks of the season. He's not only is like, do we have to worry about his health, but we also have to worry about Trey Sermon actually taking over as a lead back there. James Robinson at the 7-11 starts to seem like a very good value. I feel like he's still going to be the goal line back. I still feel like he can score 7 to 8 touchdowns, which you love in best ball because you don't have to actually choose which weeks he's going to do that. So down here, I really like that. Damian Harris, like that at the 7-12 as well. What else do we got here? This is why I'm glad I went with my running backs. So Michael Carter is the next guy up on the board, and I saw a Michael Carter question. Would really like your input on Michael Carter versus Trey Sermon for a dynasty team that needs an RB2. Yeah, I'll go Sermon there over Carter all day and tomorrow. I don't give a fuck that Michael Carter had a Twitter clip of him catching a ball one-handed. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. No running backs that I really like still on the board. Let's see what the tight end position's got for me. I have, like, no Noah Fant, and that probably is an issue. So I do a lot of these drafts, and I do like to diversify. Is Joe Burrow off the board already? He probably is, damn. So I can't get that stack, unfortunately. But I will take Tyler Boyd here. I'm kind of off on Tyler Boyd, unless he really falls to a value, which I think like midway through the 8th round is fine. I think like his calling card was, you know, you're a slot wide receiver with a low A dot. When you add more target competition, when you add, you know, another 110 targets going to Jamar Chase, you have 110 going to T. Higgins, you know, I don't know. Like Tyler Boyd, everyone likes to talk about. Tyler Boyd was a great value 2 years ago. He was a pretty good value last year, but I feel like that shtick has kind of come to a fucking end, and he's no longer like that great of a value. He's going to be like a low ceiling wide receiver 3, and that's not a guy that I can get excited about in fantasy. I know I'm talking shit about him, like I just didn't take him, but that's the way I'm looking at Tyler Boyd. Listen, Michael Carter, again, still a 4th round pick. Like, 4th round running back pick, much less likely to be a thing than a 3rd round running back pick. They're doing a good job of building the offense, but listen, they're not going to be like a fucking top 7 offensive line all of a sudden. They were terrible last year. They have a rookie quarterback. Like, there are still a lot of holes in this offense. I like Trey Sermon a lot more than Michael Carter still. What makes a good marg? Most underrated aspect of people that are new to making a marg is making sure that it is cold. So ice is the most underrated part of a marg, unless you're doing it in a shaker stir cup where you have a lot of ice already. But if you're making margs for people like at a house party or something, make sure there's enough ice. Nothing is worse. Nothing is worse. I'd rather suck on titty milk than have a warm marg. That's coming from someone who likes margs more than any fucking person on planet Earth. A warm marg is like is disgusting. So enough ice. Then you have a 2-1-1 ratio of tequila to triple sec to lime juice, and then a little bit of squeeze of natural lime, and boom. And you could add a splash of a fourth ingredient if you want, if you have a certain flavor that you like and you want to throw it in there. That usually works well also. PlayStation, Xbox, or Switch? Do I look like a guy that plays video games? Don't answer that question. I know the answer is probably fucking yes. I really don't, though. I think I have an Xbox in the living room. I haven't played it in like 8 months, though. Okay, so we've got, let's see what quarterback situations we got sitting there. You know, despite it being best ball and you not having to choose who to start, I do still like to get two good quarterbacks like semi-early. I have no stacks here, so I'm going to sit on it. But Tom Brady's sitting there looking kind of nice. What tight ends? Oh, we still got Noah Fant here. So I'm actually going to go with Noah Fant because I have almost no shares of him. And I feel like he's not someone that I'm like really excited to draft. But there, in his range of outcomes, is a pretty big breakout. He got a lot of targets last year, and that was without Cortland Sutton. But again, commanding targets is a skill. So I will say that Noah Fant could be good. It's only his third year in the league, and it takes these tight ends a while to break out. So the fact that he had a really good sophomore year with shitty quarterback play more so leans to the fact that he's good. I'm not questioning whether or not Noah Fant is good. When it comes to fantasy, it's a lot more about situation. It's a lot more about opportunity than it is talent. Best part is tracking your exposure overall. Yep, that's one of my favorite parts about Underdog. You can check out the exposure you have to players. It breaks it down in terms of percentages. So, you know, if I have 1% exposure to fucking Noah Fant, that means I probably need to switch it up and draft him a few times. Because listen, again, I'm going to be wrong on a bunch of players. We're all going to be wrong on a bunch of players. So focus on team building, focus on strategy, focus on things like that. Don't focus on being like, oh, who's going to be better between Mike Gesicki and Irv Smith? Because it's a motherfucking coin flip at the end of the day. What do we got here? Okay, so we had Pollard. Still not a fan of that, man. I just think you're going to get a lot more zeros in your lineup than you are anything else. Tom Brady, Logan Thomas, James Conner. I like that at 9-11. Russell Gage, Corey Davis. I can't. It's so hard to get behind Corey Davis. I mean, the more we hear about Elijah Moore, the more we're going to get out of Moore, man. I just feel like Moore needs to be a guy that you're probably drafting in most spots. Like, if Corey Davis is going to 10-1, Elijah Moore shouldn't be going too far, far later than that. And you see his ADP creeping up. It was probably like 150 2 weeks ago. Now it's at 124. We have Jarvis Landry. Good pick with Gus Edwards. I like that a lot. For some reason, I like really have this knack to draft A.J. Dillon. I don't know why. Like I just said, don't draft Tony Pollard. But for some reason, I want to draft A.J. Dillon. I don't know. Something in my gut is just sitting there telling me to draft A.J. Dillon. But I'm not. I'm going to make a really erroneous pick right now. I'm going to go with David Johnson. Here's the thing, yo. Like, at this point in best ball drafts, give me volume over what you think a guy is in terms of talent. I really think David Johnson is still going to get over like 200 touches this year. They're going to be fucking ugly. They're going to be inefficient. There are going to be times when he goes like 16 for 22 on the ground. But he's getting all the goal line carries. Like, I know they bring in Mark Ingram, who I don't even know is going to make the team. They bring in Phillip Lindsay, who's 170 pounds. David Johnson is going to get all the goal line carries. He's going to catch a ton of passes. Like, even when you look at his efficiency last year, David Johnson like wasn't that bad. He really wasn't. As much as it pains me to say that. I have a lot of exposure to 10th round David Johnson, right? He was going third round last year, fourth round last year, and...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Not in the same situation, obviously, because they don't have Deshaun Watson, but last year, route participation, number one. Routes run, number five. Yards per reception, number one overall. Breakaway run rate, number eight. Breakaway runs, number seven. Yards per touch, number eight. Like, he wasn't really that bad, and I still think he's going to get the volume. Like, he'll be a low-end RB2, a high-end RB3 probably, and in the 10th round is my fourth running back. After getting guys like Zeke, Gibson, Carson, David Johnson, I'll take that fucking every day, 8 days out of the week. Compared to a guy like A.J. Dillon or Darrell Henderson, who literally might get no work, you know? Like, give me David Johnson over those guys all day. I'm not even going to read the chat. So I might be done drafting running backs here. I might be done because that's a pretty solid group of four, in my humble ass opinion. Let's see what's going on with the chat. How much money you take to get a Paul Finebaum haircut? Who the fuck is Paul Finebaum? So 0-3. We did this to Steve in high school. We made Steve get a 0-3, and then he walked around with a, we were like, I think we were juniors or seniors in high school. And you remember that dude that used to walk around, I forget what videos it was, I forget what his name was, but he used to walk around and be like, I got a bald head. We used to make Steve do that, where he'd put a hat on, and we'd go up to like the freshman or the underclassmen, and he'd walk straight up to their face and just like rip his hat off and scream that in their face. I got a bald head. Good times, but he had a Paul Finebaum haircut. How much would you need to pay me to get that? You would basically need to the amount of money would need to put me into retirement, because I'd probably off myself. All right, we're two picks away. There goes Elijah Moore, because T-Rock's listening to this, you cunt. Irv Smith, Jamal Williams. I don't hate Jamal Williams here either, too, because I think he's like a guaranteed 150 touches this year. Now we're looking at wide receivers, quarterbacks, and tight ends. Who do we still have? Who's the best quarterback available? Ew, Justin Fields. I don't know. A lot of zeros probably coming out of him first. Matt Ryan, I have no desire to take him. Tua, I don't hate. I'll probably wait on quarterbacks, because I don't see anyone that I love. Wide receiver. Yeah, Cole Beasley. Love to get me some retirement Cole Beasley. Ew, wide receivers are ugly right now. Don't hate Nelson Agholor. Could be the one there in New England. Not really a fan of Gabriel Davis. I was looking at some numbers. Let's see what we got at tight end. Let's run this bike with Mike Kosicki. I was looking at some numbers because tomorrow's Softy Seconds video is DeAndre Swift and Chase Claypool. And Chase Claypool scored 11 touchdowns last year. So I wanted to see, you know, the percentage of fantasy points that came from touchdowns. Chase Claypool had 36% of his fantasy points that came from touchdowns last year, which was number three in the NFL behind was it Mike Evans and Adam Thielen. And Gabriel Davis scored 7 touchdowns on 35 catches. So realistically, Gabriel Davis like wasn't that good. He was like Adam Thielen on steroids. One out of every 5 catches was a touchdown. So you can count me the fuck out of that. What else do we got here? See, I feel like Gabriel Davis is, as much as people like to call him a breakout candidate, I feel like he's a pretty easy fade this year, to be honest. Biddies. Nick, you are a badass. That is wildly untrue. Let's meet up for a beer, rather a marg. The Feinbaum haircut should be the punishment for the E-Town Get Down League. That's intense. And honestly, there hasn't been a punishment that I've disagreed to, but this could be it. Like, we've talked about doing frosted tips, you know, blonde tips in the front of the hair. We've done a lot of ratchet shit in our punishment list, but this might be the deal breaker for me. Just not necessary. Bald is beautiful. Nothing wrong with bald. Except for it sucks. Okay. Fuck, Lizzie. Damn, I wanted to stack. He probably knew that shit. I wanted to stack Gesicki and Tua there. I wanted to get him as my second quarterback. But my dreams are ruined. And all you are fuckboys. Eh, we'll wait on quarterback. Because the problem is, if I take Justin Fields here, then I have to probably take a third quarterback. And I guess I could technically do that, because if I go for running backs, I probably don't need to use another roster spot on a fifth running back. Yeah, we'll go Justin Fields. Fuck it. It's my way of making sure I get my guys. I'll be like, oh, Kenyon Drake. I would never fucking draft him. Draft next pick. So you guys don't fucking take him. What do you think about AJ Green's ADP? I'd rather shove a needle up my cock. Sorry, that was intense for a Monday morning. Nobody needed to hear that. Darius Geis stonks. Hey, raise your hand if you're still holding on to Darius Geis in Dynasty. I was fucking lying. I bet you there are a bunch of sick fucks who had their hand up. What are you holding on to Darius Geis for? He's gonna be in fucking jail for more days than he's played games in the NFL. Strami, you son of a bitch. Talking about TD upside, how do you feel about Gronk? Dude, I like Gronk. I like 15th round Gronk. I feel like with Brady, it's all about chemistry, man. When he has chemistry with someone, we saw it with Mike Evans last year. We saw it with Gronk last year. We saw it with guys like Julian. His entire career is all about building chemistry and guys being in the right place at the right time, knowing what they're doing. Part of the Patriot way, you know? When he feels like a guy is part of the Patriot way, he's getting the fucking ball. So I don't care that you think O.J. Howard is athletic. Gronk is a guy who performed pretty fucking well last year. So he's a guy I really like in best ball. I mean, he's going to have a lot of weeks where he has like 20 yards, but he'll have a lot of weeks where he scores touchdowns too. So I'm in on Gronk in the 14th, 15th round of best ball drafts. Projection points, what the hell? I'm not sure why you're so startled by projection points. I'm not even sure what the fuck you're talking about. Projection points? What are you yelling about? Why are you yelling? Why are you yelling? How do you feel about Najee Harris? Wednesday's video is going to be running back rankings 13 through 18. So we did 1 through 6. We did 7 through 12 last week. Make sure you go check those videos out. Peep them with your peepholes. And Wednesday's video is going to be 13 through 18. And I have Najee at 13, I believe. I just think, like, everyone's talking about him being a floor play. And I might be too low on him. I mean, everything that's come out of camp this offseason is just, I mean, they clearly, listen, Pittsburgh threw the ball 42 times a game last year. That was the second highest number of pass attempts per game. That's an insane number. There's no way they even flirt with that this year. 42 pass attempts a game. There's no way they touch that. This is going to be a team that goes way more run heavy this year, thanks to Najee Harris. I would be surprised if he averages less than 20 touches a game. There's just no chance. No chance. That's what the fuck I got. I got no chance in hell. Ooh. Should I take Firkser? Nah. Oh, I already have two tight ends. Never mind. I'm going to grab Amon-Ra. I've been getting a lot of Amon in the 13th. I feel like he wins a slot role, and I feel like he gets a shitload of targets. So Najee Harris is a guy that everyone's just projecting for a high floor, but we don't know what his fucking ceiling is. What if he pops off for 55, 60 targets? You know, what if he scores 10 rushing touchdowns? You look at the combination of Connor and Benny Snell last year. They combined for like 1,100 rushing yards, 300 receiving yards, 10 rushing touchdowns. Like, Najee Harris could hit those numbers. I feel like we're not factoring in any upside with Najee. I know the offensive line is absolute fucking shite, but I don't know. I'm a very big fan of Najee. There aren't many spots that you could take Najee, and I would be like, I vehemently disagree with what you just did, with the actions that you just portrayed in your fantasy draft. That phrase probably just won't come out of my mouth ever, because I wouldn't fucking say something weird like that. But when it relates to Najee Harris, it just won't happen. Where was this week's Why Yelling? Steve was very, very busy, so we weren't able to film it. I was actually going to film a solo one by myself on the couch, but I just wasn't feeling well this weekend, so I didn't get around to doing it, unfortunately. But we're bike this week. We might have some really interesting plans for Why Yelling this week, so it could be a pretty wild episode. But we will be bike this Sunday. Don't worry. Don't yell about it. How do you feel about Deshaun Watson this year if he's not suspended? I mean, he's back. He's where he was, I would say. I would say, like, I'd be a little bit more hesitant just because the weapons on the team are so fucking bad. Like, you get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, we get it. You get rid of Will Fuller, okay. Now we've got no actual wide receiver one. So I'd imagine Watson's going to be under pressure all the time because he doesn't have an alpha or a wide receiver one possession guy that he trusts to just throw the ball to when he's under pressure. So I could see it getting messy. I could see him throwing a bunch of picks. I could see him losing a lot of fumbles or at least getting sacked a lot. So I will be lower on consent. Like, he won't be a top five fantasy quarterback for me. I'll probably take him maybe right above Hurts. Maybe like the quarterback 7-ish thing, wherever Hurts is. All right, let's see. We have our two tight ends. We have our two quarterbacks. Actually, I do need a third quarterback, but I'm not about to reach on any of these guys. I could, you know, worst case scenario, I could take Winston, Derek Carr, Jared Goff. I'm fine with like any of those guys as my third quarterback. Running backs all stink, so we got our four. I'm fine with that. Now we're just going to load up on wide receivers because that's clearly our weakest point. I'll go Perriman here. I'll lock up the Detroit passing game. Either Amon-Ra or Breshad Perriman, one of those two are going to walk away from the season with 100 targets, which obviously means, now that I said that, Tyrell Williams is going to be the one there. Oh, boy. Don't ask me why I have a ton of shares of Breshad Perriman. I don't really have good logic behind it. How do you feel about Carson or CEH as an RB2 if I have Kamara as a keeper? Yeah, I'm fine with either of those guys. I would probably take CEH just straight up over Carson if the choice is available to you. I definitely don't think you should be taking a wide receiver with your second pick or your first pick, though. I think you should probably lock up a second running back if you can. That's better than both of those guys. Thoughts on quantum physics? I don't even know what quantum physics means. What does quantum mean? I feel like that's some bullshit-ass word. Quantum. Quantum definition. Discrete quantity of energy proportional in magnitude to the frequency of radiation. Like, what the fuck is that? A discrete quantity of energy proportional in magnitude to the frequency of radiation it represents. Or are you talking about the second definition? That seems more relevant to me. A required or allowed amount, especially an amount of money legally payable in damages. Oh, so you're talking about, was this a subtweet at my landlord? You're thinking I'm about to have to throw down a quantum physical amount of money? Because we keep thrashing about the apartment. I see you, Bryson. I see what you're up to. Don't get me started on my fucking landlord on a Monday morning. We're three picks away.
Uh-oh.
See what's going on here. Any good wide receivers left? I'm kind of in on... actually, there's a few wide receivers I like here. Do we pull the ultimate stack? Do we pull the ultimate stack of Detroit pass catchers? Amon-Ra, Rashad Perriman, Tyrell Williams. Yo, I kind of like Emmanuel Sanders. I don't know why. I just think he's going to end up being like kind of good for Buffalo. I think he's going to be the second target in that offense behind Diggs. Yeah, let's run that. Let's run a bike. I have a good amount of share of exposure because, listen, Cole Beasley's going to retire apparently because of COVID. I don't understand why he needs to, like, what's wrong with that dude? Like, what is wrong with him? Like, he's acting like if you get the vaccine, like, you become a robot or something. I don't get why people make the vaccine political. Like, I don't get it. Like, just get the vaccine, you won't get COVID. Like, what? Except for Chris Paul. Can't believe they pulled off a dub without Paul. What a time. What a time to be a Suns fan. The fuck was I saying? Oh, Cole Beasley's going to be dead. Who they just let? Well, oh, John Brown is gone. I don't know. Sanders, sneaky good pick, man. I really like him. Yeah, I think she did. I think because every time she starts coming up here and yelling at us, she starts talking about her, like, her kids. And it's like there's literally no relevance to the conversation we're having. And then she'll just be like, my son works in IT. My daughter works as is black belt or something. I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about. But last time or a couple times ago when I talked to her, she started bringing up YouTube. She said YouTube and she said commercial. So I'm pretty sure she's like, I'm pretty sure she found my channel, or her kids definitely found my channel and realized that, like, we're running a business kind of out of here. But it's not really like a business. It's like, I'm allowed to fucking do this out of my apartment, right? Like, how else are YouTubers supposed to fucking make content, dog? What am I supposed to rent out a place in Midtown? What am I supposed to rent out a fucking skyscraper? It's ridiculous. But she kept saying it. I couldn't understand what she was actually saying, but I did keep hearing YouTube and commercial. So she's on to us, boys and girls. She's fucking on to us. I should probably stop putting up videos about her. Soon enough, I'm going to be like in a court of law, and they're just going to be like me making fun of her on a big screen. And the jury's going to be like, I ain't liking this video. You ain't getting me as a subscriber. Beep, boop, bap. Love that. Do I pee in the pool in the ocean? Yes, to both. All right, we're in the 16th round. We're getting to the dead zone. By that, I don't mean the draft picks. I mean, like, I'm fucking about to pass away. Did anyone take... Oh, hell yeah. See, I didn't mention Jared Goff because I didn't want someone to take him just to see me flip the fuck out. But I'm thinking about taking Jared Goff here because I do need third quarterback. I already have two Detroit pass catchers. And I'm pretty sure, like, I don't even want to take Tyrell Williams. So I'm, like, hoping no one else takes him because why the fuck would anyone actually draft Tyrell Williams? Oh, and someone already did, huh? You stupid ass sharp. Of course Animal did it. Aaron Rodgers in the 16th. I can't believe you're sitting there. Why the fuck didn't I just take Aaron Rodgers in the 16th? That's ridiculous. I'm so stupid. I should have taken Watson or Rodgers. Makes no sense for me to let him fall past the 16th round. Do you go barefoot in hotel showers? I'll walk around New York City barefoot. What do we got here? Thank you, sir. I'm really missing. Shut up. Wake up. Shake up. All right, y'all, I will plug this one more time, but make sure if you've gotten this far in the video, one, hit the thumbs up button. Two, download the Underdog app. It's first link in the description. It's going to take you right to the App Store. You're going to download it. You're going to put $10 onto your account. When you use the promo code BDGE, it's going to throw $25 extra. So you will walk away. You will run away. You will yell away with $35 in your account. It's beautiful. It's the best deal on the interweb outside of porn. You think if like all the porn sites just went behind a paywall tomorrow, like Pornhub, Xvideos, like you, like all those just went behind a paywall tomorrow, like anyone would be like, nah, I'm not going to pay for this. Who are all the heroes in the chat right now that wouldn't pay for it? I wouldn't pay for it. I've never watched porn. I've only heard about it. Is Animal in the draft? Yes, he is. He is at the 17-10. He's the sharp. Not true guy. What's not true guy? Wit T. Is that Wit T-Y? Wit Ty? You trying to be witty with an unwitty name? Don't bring that fucking weak shit in here, witty. Witty boy. Undercat fantasy. It's pretty funny. A lot of different ways we can pivot here. All right, so I'm up to my last two picks. We have the four running backs. Maybe, do we take a fifth running back? If there's someone I like here, maybe. I don't even hate Malcolm Brown. I feel like he's going to score some goal line touchdowns. But I'd probably rather have another wide receiver, at least one more wide receiver. Diami Brown. I like Diami Brown a lot. I kind of like Darius Slayton, too, all the way down here. Zacchaeus is not a bad pick. Pringod. I should have stacked Deshaun Watson and Nico Collins. Oh, they're going to auto-pick for me, aren't they? All right, nice. They took Diami. That's who I wanted. Porn is the reason I have Wi-Fi. Conyuron, for some reason, I don't even think you're joking about that. I can never let myself have that show up on a credit card statement. Why? Like, who the fuck cares? I always thought about that. Like, okay, I don't think about it that often. But you know, people always freak out. They're like, oh, I need like a thing over my camera because the government's watching me. Like, what if I jerk off or something? Like, who fucking cares? We jerk off. Like, everyone, every male masturbates. I really, maybe I'm exaggerating, and maybe if I was in the situation, I would act differently. But I genuinely think if, like, tomorrow a video surfaced of me jerking off on my computer, I wouldn't even care. Like, I really don't think it would faze me at all. I'd be like, fuck, you caught me. You caught me doing what you fucking knew I already did. Like, I don't do, like, embarrassing shit when I jerk off. I don't, like, put a tennis ball up my ass, you know? Like, Josh, if you do that, then maybe you want to keep that under wraps. But if Animal doesn't have Wentz, he's a fraud. Let's see. Let's see what the sharp did. Russell Wilson, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson. Nice quarterback stack. Aaron Jones, Miles Sanders, Montgomery, Mostert, and Madison. I hate the Madison pick. I feel like Madison is useless this year in fantasy. Why does it keep going back to me? Stop it. I'm trying to look at the Sharps team. Diggs, Debo, Mecole, Denzel. Ugh, I don't like those wide receivers, dog. Animal, you're better than that. Last pick. Let's see if there's any value on the board. Not at tight end. Absolutely not. Yeah, we're going to go with another wide receiver or a running back. What do we like here? Who do we like here, boys? Ah, you're going to see this by the time it's already over. We're going to go with Darius Slayton. He'll have his weeks. I feel like Daniel Jones. I feel like he was almost like Darnell Mooney of the East Coast. where like he probably should have put up like 900 yards, but Daniel Jones overthrew him on deep balls like 48 times. Like he was always loose in the secondary. He was always racking up shit. Just never made it happen. A little luck this year. I could see a few 60-yard touchdowns fucking breaking off. Try closing the porn tab in the background. You scared the shit out of me, Steve. Actually, I had to look up and see if I had porn open. Closest thing I had to porn was Quantum Definition. All right, well, that wraps up my draft. This is my final team. Tannehill, Field, Goff. Running backs, Zeke, Gibson, Carson, David Johnson. Wide receivers, Julio, Chase, Thielen, Boyd, Amon-Ra, Rashad Perriman, Emmanuel Sanders, De'Ami Brown, Darius Slayton. Tight ends, Fant and Gesicki. Again, the software starts the best players at each position for you, and you start three wide receivers and a flex, so that's why I went really heavy on the wide receivers. At the end of the day, like people who use a top pick on a wide receiver, like if you draft nine of these guys, you're most likely going to get like three guys that perform almost as well as the top guys. So I'm a fan of stacking up the wide receivers, low on running backs. Don't typically like to go with three quarterbacks or three tight ends, but you know, if so facto, sometimes you got to do what you got to motherfucking do. So I hope you all enjoyed. Hit the thumbs up button if you did. Make sure you go download the Underdog app. Make sure you subscribe to the channel and see what else we got going on in the chat. My favorite stack of 2021 is Nick and his landlord. Good value, extreme upside. Extreme upside, extreme risk. Both of us might be in jail if we kill each other. Would you jerk off to a girl with no nose if she's super hot? I'm talking about a hole in the face. Oh, I mean, listen, there's two different types. There's a hole in the face. You're talking about like an indent. That would creep me out too much. But if it's just like I don't know. How can I picture a girl with no nose? I'm just going to go and say yes. Fuck it. No pun intended. Don't fuck the hole. Don't fuck the... Ah, fuck. That came out wrong. All right, y'all. I'm out. Thank you for joining me. I love you. See you tomorrow morning.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.